This is a HeadGum Podcast.
It's been a weird day. I had a croissant at
11. Yeah, you often have a daily croissant, so you don't have to even tell us about the croissant. We'll just croissant, assume you had a croissant.
Normally, I have it a little earlier, but it was a late croissant, and then I wasn't really hungry for lunch, so I had a light lunch, just a small smoothie. But then I'm famished. So
yes, so I'm having a grain bowl.
I guess I'm having the lunch that I wanted, the lunch I deserved, the lunch that I skipped.
You're basically eating as if you're in California time. So you had like a croissant at 8 and a nice grain bowl at 1.
Oh, I didn't think about it like that. I guess my diet's very normal. And it's,
well, are you going to have dinner at 11:30 p.m.? Like, how is that going to, because it has to push everything back.
Let's get into the show, okay?
Ferris, you don't have to like nod along like this is all right and good. This sucks to hear. This is bad podcasting.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize we were
Let's
recording.
See the gash in your stash.
You want to see it right now?
Oh, I can't imagine that's the most convenient way to wear that Band-Aid. There has to be.
This one's actually really killing my eyebrows. The other ones have been fine so far.
There's got to be another way.
Okay, it's stuck. It's stuck. Oh, no. He's ripping hairs
out. See, it's
out.
Way better.
Yeah, that's good. Very small.
You don't need a Band-Aid anymore, man.
That did take a lot of my eyebrow hairs off.
Or like, if anything, they have those tiny little...
The ones you get from like the finger prick. They basically make a Band-Aid that's perfectly designed to not go over
that
your
eyebrows.
That
took a whole chunk out of my eyebrow. You see that? Yeah.
You just waxed.
That sucks to see.
It'll.
This has been a horrible month for my face. It will grow back, right?
No, not if it's waxed off.
Really?
Someday it might. It might. There won't be anytime soon.
I mean, will people notice your eyebrow?
Hang on, I'll be right back.
What do you think he could be going to look up? Let's welcome Ferris to the show.
Hey, welcome. Yes, the man behind the man. Jeffrey, you have to work with him closely on a show like this. It must be difficult. I mean, we just started the show and he left to check on his face. So that type of professionalism, as it extends to post-production, I assume it's nearly impossible getting anything done with this guy.
Yeah, he did leave. This is a lot of how it goes. I'll send him a message on Slack. I'll ask him, you know, hey, Jeff, how's the assembly cut going? It's 2 a.m. I need to start.
Yeah, And he's in Ohio, so it's 5 a.m. for him.
Yeah, he's still. I know he's still awake, though. He signs out every time I message him on Slack, so it's like his...
So he's up, yeah.
It's this sort of, it was fun at first. It was like this fun game of tag we played, but I'm like really falling behind on my work, so...
Yeah, because of the late messages and him... Because like, even to start the show, we were about to start and he left. He just left the frame entirely.
He's
but
gone.
The unprofessionalism, like... spreading to Ferris. That's really what gets, that's what frustrates me, because Jeff can suck on his own, you know, but when he sucks so much that it makes Ferris not be able to do his job.
Like, it's
now
contagious.
Ferris can't post the episode. And then like,
because
you remember last week when you got into like that screaming match with Ferris, when you were shouting at Ferris on the company call.
That was Jeff infecting me with his hate. So Jeff is sort of a coronavirus of sorts. He's contagious, and it's beyond airborne, because Jeff is in a different state. It like infected me like a computer virus through Slack.
It's digital.
And then he turned me sour. Yeah, digital virus, man. And he turned me sour against my friend, because Ferris was my friend, and I don't know what happened to me. I snapped, Jeffrey James style.
We had a good rapport for a while there. Yeah.
Because we're both California kids. You're from Cali, right?
Bay Area. Just recently hopped down to LA.
Most people from the Bay don't like SoCal. Do you feel that, or are you sort of cool with both sides of California?
No, I'm definitely cool with both. I don't know. LA has things that I'm far more interested in. You know, Bay Area is all tech, not a lot of art. I don't know. LA is just a lot more artsy fartsy, and that's what I am, artsy fartsy.
What did I miss? LA's artsy fartsy.
Where did you go?
I went to have a sandwich.
You're probably fired.
What?
you might be fired.
From the show or from the network?
Yeah, I guess all inclusive, like a whole package. You started the show and then you just sort of said, hold on a second. It's been 7 minutes. And then you just came back and you asked, what did I miss?
Have you guys seen Hamilton?
Yeah.
It's like, what did I miss?
We got the reference. We were upset that you were gone for so long. It wasn't that we didn't understand the joke.
Why assemble this shit, motherfuckers? So guess what's going to happen? Everything you just said, gone. This is where it starts. Hamilton.
All right, so if the first part of this podcast is in here, you made a terrible mistake. Is that you're ready, willing to admit? You're going on the record? If this is not the beginning of the show, you fucked up. I didn't say that.
It's on the record, but I'll delete the files.
And so what you would prefer is that the show starts with us getting into an argument about Hamilton. That's going to be the beginning of the show.
Not argument. Ideally, you just agree with my stance.
All right, let's try it exactly how you wish it would go. So you'll come back into the closet. Okay.
Please welcome to the show, Ferris Manshi.
Hello, hello. Happy to be here.
Ferris, have you seen Hamilton? Sorry, Ferris, have you seen Hamilton?
No, I hear it's great.
Introduce Ferris, like... give him context so the audience knows who
you
Ferris
also
is.
You got short with Ferris instantly. He was saying hello, and you like got a little. You looked like you were frustrated with him, and you interrupted. You said, "Sorry, have you seen Hamilton?"
We're all on the same team.
No, we're not.
We're all on the same team.
No, we're not.
Right.
This is Ferris Manshi, producer of the show, engineer of the show, engineer of the network, friend of the network. CEO, I think, right?
No, not CEO.
Close. It's
everything
pretty close. That's coming together. Yeah, yeah.
CMO, Chief Manshi Officer.
Nice.
I'll take it.
When we first started this call, Amir commented on your hair that it was core length, but it looks really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
It does.
It's just been running hog wild. I don't, you know, a lot of people are concerned about, like, how do I get my hair cut? Oh, no, this is getting crazy. And I'm just kind of leaning into it and just, let's just see what happens. It hasn't been this long since like high school when I used to listen to, I don't know, As I Lay Dying. So.
You look like a Jonas cousin.
I could see, Jonas adjacent for sure. And you got that axe hanging up on the wall behind you. Do you know any Jonas Brothers?
You know what? Let's circle back on that. I'll have to work on some Jonas Brothers covers.
Also, I like that you said Jonas adjacent, because he's actually Jonas adjacent. This is Jason Jonas, a.k.a. Ferris Manshi.
Yeah, that's sort of my artist name. I release music under Jason Jonas.
Ferris, would you like to tell us about yourself?
Yeah, I'm the audio guy at HeadGum. I do audio-related things. Sometimes that's removing coughs from a recording. Sometimes it's removing farts from recordings. It's usually
sorry about that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I don't think I'm very good at my job. I think I'm actually pretty bad. I don't know how many people have noticed, but in the past like 5 episodes of this show, you guys have pleaded with me to remove things from the recordings, and I'm just kind of I just kind of gloss over it, and I think I've let maybe 20 moments slide, maybe an hour's worth of content that you didn't want in,
right?
Yeah,
is in
that,
because
it would have ruined our careers.
All of episode 3 shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, that was a full episode
but
cut.
You've taken out all of the farts.
Yeah,
I feel like none of my farts have gotten into any of these past episodes. And there was a couple SBD ones, some really, really silent farts that I think you removed just because you know me when I'm tooting and you're taking out the tiniest little bit of air. And I appreciate that.
Exactly. I've got this preset. It's called Jake Farts.
Mm-hmm.
It just scans over your audio track.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to get room tone. You got to get room tone because I'm just farting nonstop. And you have to remove that after the fact. Yeah.
So I'll take a fart sample, in fact, and I'll tell Adobe Audition to remove everything that sounds like that.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of
things
do.
And so a lot of your breaths are gone too because of that.
Because they also smell like shit.
Hey.
So,
hey.
Any stinky gas that comes out of your mouth or ass will just sort of disappear.
It shouldn't be that way, by the way. This isn't like you're making more work for Ferris. Like he's being nice about it, but like he had to take room tone. Like you shouldn't have to take room tone for a podcast.
Well, I have a gastrointestinal disorder. Okay.
What's it called?
Fartsation.
It's like rosacea, but yeah. Fartsation.
So that's when my farts are a rash.
I thought it'd be fun because Ferris, you're kind of like, you know how New York City is like a character in Sex and the City?
I haven't seen it. I hear it's great.
Fuck. It really rided on you knowing Sex and the City.
Could know.
New York, the character I follow.
Okay. Yeah, you're kind of like the New York City to the HeadGum podcast. So ooh. I thought it'd be fun if we kind of pulled not only the room, but specifically the Yume over Zoom. And we say, ask, what would Ferris do? And I'm going to pose you a couple scenarios. And Jake and Amir, feel free to pitch in or pinch hit any of these. But Ferris, say your two roommates are upset at each other and you sort of feel that tension. What would Ferris do?
Who's answering right now? The way you got in there was so convoluted. He said, have you seen Sex in the City? Because New York is a character and you're kind of a character.
Cut this out. Ferris, cut this out for sure.
And then you said that Amir and I could weigh in and pinch hit if we wanted to and asked such a specific, what would Ferris do? That's impossible for us to weigh in.
You see
right?
what they do, Ferris? You see what they Ferris fucking tear me down before we even try the bit. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Hang
you
on.
Cut it out.
And this is actually part of my answer. What I would do is sit down the roommates for a conversation. And we're going to do that right now. You guys are having an argument. We're going to sit down and talk this out. And I think I know how to find a compromise.
Holy wow. shit.
What I'd
Your
like to do.
Your calming voice is it's so soothing. I have to just listen to it.
It's part
Can
of the strategy.
Can you say hot buttered rum?
Can I say it?
Yeah, just in your voice.
No, but I hear it's great.
Oh, I see. Ferris right now is on a video loop, so regardless of what you say, he'll just say no, but I hear it's great. The answers are vague enough that it sounds like he's in the room.
But yeah, this sounds like sort of a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire lifeline situation. So like, is that what you mean? Are Jake and Amir my backup if I'm struggling to answer?
Yeah, the questions are posed to you, but Jake and Amir can, you know, just feel free to say anything.
All right, give us the next
if you
one.
Can, if you come up short.
Well, yeah, let's see what
we
the next one.
The first one, but all right.
Yeah.
You miss your flight to a distant relative's wedding, but you didn't want to go anyways.
What's the question? You didn't say a question.
The question
you
is, what would Ferris do? All of these, the question is, what would Ferris do, Blumenfeld? Obviously.
So
Jake,
say it.
Back me up.
I mean, I don't see how it's a good question, but it's a question. I understand the format.
You miss your flight by like 10 minutes. So you're at the United desk and like you could pay for another flight, but you didn't want to go to the wedding.
Like I never did want to go.
No, it was obligation.
And I just did it out of obligation. Yeah. I can tell you I would already be upset about having paid the initial money for that flight. And it's sort of, I don't know, I think it would, at that point, it would probably be like that sunk cost fallacy. But I would probably fall for the fallacy. Like, I'm aware that it's a fallacy, but I would succumb to it. And I would probably buy the ticket. If there's an open bar, I'll go. That's the answer.
So you'll pay $700 to get to a free drink.
Or bar none.
Bar none, I would have to drink so much to make up for it, but but that, you know, bring it on.
Your ex-girlfriend dates your dad. What would Ferris do?
Holy crap.
Ex-girlfriend dates your dad. What would you do?
Did all this stuff happen to you, Jeff?
Hard to celebrate Father's Day when your new mommy is your old mommy. You know what I mean?
No, but I hear it's great.
Bump.
That's the sax point right there. That was the great sax comment. That's where you cut the... Jeff, are you sitting?
I'm doing a wall sit, so my quads are just like shaking.
Your posture is like you're sort of hunched over, like your hands are on your knees and you're talking to like a small dog or something.
Jake's in a closet.
Huh?
I said Jake's in a closet. There's a printer that could fall on his neck at any time.
My closet's pretty spacious, honestly. This is a nice closet. You're in a linen closet.
I lied about this being a closet. This is my room. I'm a Harry Potter in more than one way.
Nice.
Oh, shit. He pointed to his scar on his
scab.
Forehead. I think we should let the listener know.
This is a real question, though. I think that, I mean, Jake, you're going to love this one, but I'd love to hear this from you, Ferris, as well, because, Ferris, how long have you worked at HeadGum?
That's the question. What? You thought Jake was gonna love that one, and it was just how long have you worked at HeadGum?
Jake, you're gonna love this shit. You're gonna love this. I've been at HeadGum for about 6 months now.
Oh my god, Jake loves that shit. What do you think of changing last names? You guys switching last names? It's kind of
an Jeffrey Monchi and Ferris James.
Oh, it's wow. Cool, right? I love Ferris James.
Ferris James. Yeah.
And Jeffrey Monchi works for you, Jeff, because you're kind of like...
Why does that work for me?
Here, like, introduce yourself to me and I'll see what which way sort of makes more sense to me on the day. I'll be Dan Day Lewis.
Nice.
You'll be Daniel Day Lewis?
Dan
Day Lewis, his cousin.
It's the same name, though. It's still Daniel Day Lewis.
I go by Danny. For short. Yeah, Danny Lewis. What's your name?
My name's Jeffrey Monchi.
I love that. That was perfect for you.
It doesn't work because Ferris Monchi, S is like a closed.
Yeah.
S closes a word. Monchi kind of like opens it up to possibility. Jeffrey opens it up to possibility. James closes it. You can't have two words open up. You know, you have to have a closed and an open, which we both have.
Jeffrey Monchi. Yeah. That's perfect.
Did someone say I was going to love this? Which part?
I haven't even gotten to ask the question yet because Amir fucking prods and pokes at everything that I do. I spend hours putting these things together, and then on the show, it sounds like I'm doing it off the cuff because of the way you guys kind of dissect this shit. Ferris cut all of this out so far. We're starting the show right now.
Sorry, I know you put a lot of thought into Ferris. What would you do if your ex dated your dad? That's
oh yeah, gosh, I was trying to remember why I felt so negative over the past couple minutes. That question is like really, really upsetting for some reason because it means
it hangs
like
on you.
It also yeah, it does because it also means my parents are divorced now. So this is. Like a lot. There's a lot coming at me, man.
A lot has to happen for that to be the case.
Yeah.
All right,
this
Jeffrey,
is the question.
And I'm going to love this.
Today,
I'm going to love
a 7.4 magnitude earthquake hit Oaxaca.
Is that true or this is a hypothetical?
This is true. Earlier today, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake hit Oaxaca, Mexico. If the big one hits LA, where do you guys want to move to? Now, Jake, I know you live in New York, but like in this scenario, you lose your LA place.
Okay. And I actually do love this question. So is only Ferris answering?
Well, Ferris can lead us off.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start with what are some of the flattest states in America?
Kansas.
Okay. So like, Jeff, you're good where you are. We can come to you.
Amir would love that.
I wouldn't. I don't want to live with you.
Do you have room?
Well, not really.
Yeah, you're in a closet right now. Where would I possibly?
Bedroom.
You can't even fit in your room, so I don't know how you house me as well after the
Bunks.
Big one. You think I'm moving to Cleveland? That'd have to be an enormous earthquake in so many places for me to land in Cleveland. That'd have to be a hurricane.
I'm saying
tornado.
The biggest earthquake in history hits Los Angeles. It's dust. It's done. You have to move.
So we're dead.
Where are you going to? No, you're not dead. Obviously, you're not dead. You have to get out of town. You lost all your shit. You get the money. You get the insurance check. You can buy a place anywhere else. Where is it going to be and when and why and how and who with who?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The weather's nice. It seems more affordable than LA. It's not too far from New York or from California if they ever decide to rebuild. And the food's good.
Have you been to Austin in the late summer, early fall, though? Because I feel like you've only gone for South by.
I don't know if I've been in the late summer, early fall, no.
Because I went last September and it was the hottest I've been in years. It's humid. Yeah. It's swampy. You would hate it. It made me, I wanted to live in Austin until I went to visit my buddy Kevin.
You should be worried about Jeffrey Monchi more than anything else because you have to worry about number one. And Kevin's worried about, it's Kevin James, right? We could say that.
It's the King of Queens.
Yeah. So Kevin James is only worried about Kevin James. So like you have to also worry about yourself too. Because like, you know, Kevin James is not going to be considering Jeffrey Monchi.
The question was, where would you move? Amir's the only one who's answered
it. You know what, man? Let's get real. This would be a good opportunity to just leave the U.S., I think, at this point.
That's cool.
That's fair.
I don't know. I don't know where I'd go.
You can't go anywhere because of coronavirus right now, but yeah, let's assume we get a vaccine soon. You can move anywhere in the world. Where would it be?
How about, like Alaska then. Alaska, because
cool.
It's still U.S., but like super far away from here.
But have you been into Alaska in like late summer, early fall?
Is that when it's all daylight all the time?
Yeah, it is daylight until like 11 p.m. or something.
Yeah. There was an Al Pacino movie about this, and he loses his mind. He's like a detective in Alaska. I think it's called Insomnia. and he loses his mind because he can't get any sleep. So I'll have to, probably not Alaska, Hawaii.
Better answer.
Jeffrey, what's yours?
If I was going to leave the country, because that's a good thing, I would probably do Vancouver. But if I was going to stay in the U.S., I would probably go Portland.
If you're going to leave the country, Chicago. You got to leave the continent. Don't be a loser.
What?
Okay? Don't just leave right. the country, but move
first
to Vancouver.
First said he wanted to leave the country, and then the first thing he says is Alaska.
Vancouver is closer to Ohio than Los Angeles, coward. You don't want to leave your parents?
No, it's not.
I think it's not. Maybe. It could be. I'm not sure. It's
equidistant.
It's close.
Fine. Fucking New Zealand. Auckland.
That's
Auckland.
What I... Auckland? No. Christ yeah. Church. Dude.
No.
Yeah.
I've never okay. been. Okay. Well... There's no coronavirus there, so that'd be the greatest place to be right now.
Also, wasn't Christchurch already ravaged by an earthquake?
Okay, I'll move to Queenstown. Queensland. Queenstown. Queenstown. Queenstown, New Zealand.
Bungee capital of the world.
That's right.
Picture me floating. Have you guys ever bungeed?
No, but I hear it's great.
I would skydive before I bungee.
Jake and I took a trip to New Zealand, and they offered us a free bungee off, I believe it's the tallest bungee in the world. So what was the place called? Something Falls. It's Queenstown, New Zealand. What was it called?
I have no idea what it was called. Me and you had gone skydiving. We had courage at one point to go skydiving. And then we were offered the free bungee and both of us were too scared to do it. And I have no regrets. So I have zero regrets about not doing it. No part of me is like, damn, I wish I went bungee jumping. I am fully fine that I haven't gone and I never
Here's what it is. It's a place called the Nevis Gorge or something near Queenstown, New Zealand. I guess they invented bungees. So like they got the biggest bungees in the world. And they would take us to the place where I guess it's not the biggest bungee in the world. It's like number two or three. It's 134 meters called the Nevis High Wire. But next to it, if you don't want to do the bungee, you can do the biggest swing in the world. So they have like the second biggest bungee in the world or the biggest swing in the world. And the difference is with the swing, they sort of put you and a buddy, me and Jake, in a giant like diaper situation. They like lift you up like a claw machine and hold you over this gorge that's 500 feet in the air suspended. That way you don't have to jump. They just press a button and you fall, and it's considered the biggest swing in the world.
Right. And you get to do it with a friend.
You get to do it with a friend. And this activity was sort of hanging over us the entire trip because it's like, you know, in 3 days we're going to go to this place. You could do the bungee or the swing. 2 days we're going to go. You could do the bungee or the swing. And like, I was like, should I just like hype myself up and fucking go for it? Like, this is gonna, like, when else can I say I did a bungee jump in New Zealand? That's so unlike me. But then they like take you on a bus ride to this Nevis Gorge. It's like you're already in the middle of nowhere in Queenstown, New Zealand. And they take you on a bus ride, which is like a very precarious bus ride up a mountain. So like you're already feeling the nerves.
The entire time you feel like you're driving towards your death. Like you were like, I should get off this bus.
Yeah, the bus ride is probably less safe than the bungee itself. Like the guy's like, yeah, where are you guys from? Like looking backwards, fucking on this like very precarious cliff. Don't look over to the right. Oh, shit.
A Scottish expat who's obsessed with bungee jumping so much so that he drives the bus for the bungee jumping place.
And then when we get there, there's like, you know, it's like this gondola on a hill and they take you to where the biggest bungee would be. And Jake and I were too afraid to do the bungee. So instead, we did the world's largest swing in the Nevis Gorge in Queenstown, New Zealand.
Was it Nevis gorgeous?
It was. It was very cold. So like we were in a jacket bundled together. And there's a video of it, I think, on our Instagram, where they sort of like hold you over the gorge. And the guy, since he's like a New Zealand fucking like backpacker who's operating the thing, is like kind of sarcastic and fucking with you. So he's like, what time do you want? When do you guys want to go? You want me to say 3, 2, 1? And then press the button. Do you want to say 1, 2, 3? Do you guys want to count? And we're just like, just fucking do it. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm too scared. and then he's like, you guys do those prank videos, right? And Jake's like, I don't do it. That's not me. Please don't like punish me for what Amir's been doing. And then he's like, all right, just let me know when you guys want to go. Presses the button. We fall to our seeming death, but we're like screaming and so exhilarated in the entire process. And then you get lifted back up and put back on the thing. And they offered, he's like, do you guys want to go again? We're like, no, we're okay. I don't want to do this anymore. Please take me home, back to America specifically.
We felt so good when it was over. Like it was like this weird test that was hanging over our head the entire time.
Yeah. It was the only different, like it's the same height as the bungee, the same, I guess death defying risk. But the only difference is the bungee, you have to literally like stare over the edge and fling yourself. And like, that's the biggest barrier to overcome. It's like, I don't want to stand on the edge and basically overcome this idea that I'm about to kill myself by jumping off this thing, hoping that a rubber band attached to my fucking feet.
I'll put on a diaper and you can push me. That's what I'm, that's what I'll sign up for.
Because I'm already shitting myself.
Well, I just want to clarify. It's called a swing, so that sounds kind of pleasant. But what you described is more like a drop zone, like a death drop downwards. Is that more like it rather than?
Yeah, like it just doesn't go straight down and back up like a bungee, but you do just fall straight, and then eventually you sort of, it's like a pendulum. But it feels like a free fall.
Was that part fun? Like when you, like how many times did you get to swing?
You swing, we probably swung like 5 or 6 times, 10 times.
Was that relaxing at all or no?
Yeah, as soon as you complete the first arc, you're like, oh, okay, it didn't break. Now I'm not afraid anymore. But then I was afraid as we were getting pulled back up because he had said, you guys do those pranks. I was certain that he was going to prank us and like let it go again. So I didn't feel good until I was back on solid ground. And then like I walked far away from where the swing was. And I was like, okay, now I'm.
What was the like swing radius? Like how long was the rope? Like how long?
I
want to
say it was like 500 feet or something. Something that looked very far. Like, yeah, more than a football field vertically over this gorge.
That's insane. I should go watch that. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Yeah, it's just Jake and I laughing nervously and then eventually dropping. And you can choose the way you want to drop. Like we just chose standard holding on to a swing style. But like, since it's New Zealand and they don't seemingly give a fuck, they're like, yeah, we can do it backwards. You can do upside down if you want some more thrill. We can blindfold you and put you on a chair and shove you off this thing. I'm like, no, we're okay. Just the
that one's not even the standard.
Just the standard.
And all these options are on their website, like a menu of ways they can push you off this fucking
300
gorge.
Meters. So that's 984 Jesus. Feet.
How many Jeez. Stories is that? 100?
It's one amazing story that I just told you.
And you fell 100 amazing stories. What's the best salary to have, Ferris?
What's the best salary to have? I don't know, like a salary, you know, like not
just having a job.
I got quarantine on the mind, so I'm just like trying to be real. I'm just trying to be real grateful these days, and I'm sometimes failing at that right now too. So I'm just going to go with like any paycheck, man. That's anything is good.
That's cool. A good attitude.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say like 500,000, like a 500,000.
Yeah. Can you imagine just like every 2 weeks you just fucking open your like checking account? There's like 38 G's in there. That's
every
insane.
2 years you're a millionaire again.
Sorry, I love Ferris's answer. It was really humble.
It was really heartfelt. Really cool.
Actually,
earth,
what about $700 fucking $1,000 a week?
Are you
How
fucking
dope
kidding
is
me,
that?
Dude?
Imagine like having so much cash you don't even know what to do with then it. It's like, so
there are CEOs
sick.
That make hundreds of millions of dollars. Why don't, if you're so greedy about cash, just say that.
Wow.
I can't even fucking think about that. Like
fathom
that.
Yeah.
Like for me, like what? Yeah. Amir, 875,000.
That's insane to have that much. Right? Because then it's like 875. What's your raise at that point? Like another 80 G's if they're like
your
call you in and say we
like
want to give you
figures.
A bonus. Oh my God. That's so tight. I'd be so fucking grateful.
I know. Like it's like around the holidays, people are like, you're trying to get gifts for your family and you can afford it and they still give you the bonus. And it's like exponentially
that's
more
awesome.
Than like people who make hourly wages. It's like fucking crazy.
That's
dude.
Cool. I wouldn't give anybody a fucking gift because they don't deserve it because they don't have my job. They don't realize how hard it is to fucking do the shit that I do and to get the cash that I get.
What is nice. Your, what is, sorry, what's your job that you're making this insane salary from? Like what's your,
what's that?
Because you're talking about like the goat salary, like the greatest salary. What is the
doesn't
job that
fucking
you're doing?
Matter? Like any what job at 875. What if
I would be a toilet? I would be a toilet in the lobby of JP Morgan Chase. Just like open my mouth to take a fucking dump into me for 1.8 million. Are you kidding me?
At the end of every
me?
Week, you can buy a car.
I would be so grateful for that. And I would be humbled.
Yeah, humbled. I would be humbled.
To have someone shit in your mouth for a seven-figure salary. That makes you humble.
It's grounding. It's grounding.
Yeah, that's cool.
I just watched this video about, like, photography. And the guy who was hosting it, his name was J.P. Morgan. J-A-Y-P initial Morgan.
I'm Why like, include that
so
initial?
So you don't have to include the P.
Yes, it does.
Just say Jason
say
Morgan.
Say J Morgan.
J-A-Y, middle name P-E-A, Morgan.
Okay, Ferris, if you could edit real life, what would you cut out and why?
That's a cool question. That's a cool question, man.
Thank you.
Like every other question that you've had was fucking, I don't want to be too negative because I know you're trying really hard, but like all of your other questions were so fucking bad. Like
that's
I was
so
like,
negative. You're I know, but eyes, I was trying to like, keep it in.
I was like trying to.
They were
to,
bad just, questions. They were.
Right? Were you? I was like unequivocally sort of trying to like put on a show like, oh, this is fun. This is a good interview. But Jeff, I felt like Jeff same. Was just like bombing it so
interview.
Badly.
Yeah, same.
And I was just like, you saw the text I was sending you, Ferris, and Amir just about how bad of a host you were. So I feel like
I think I'm on that thread, or you should have me
bad question, boys. The BQBs. We should
That's
get a
the name
after
of the
this. Yeah.
But this is awesome. I really
you
like
can't go outside.
What I'm trying to say is that I really like this question. I thought it was really cool. I thought it was really good. So I think this
all right,
is
what
like
would
ultimately
Ferris do?
Positive.
You choke on gum at a funeral. You choke on gum. You're supposed to be, it's a moment of silence. You choke on your gum during a moment of silence. What would Ferris do?
What happened to
wait,
the goodbye?
Wait, well, I answered the question answer that was good.
You got greedy. You thought you could, you thought you had turned the page.
I thought that one would win you
aberration.
Back. Yeah.
It was a diamond in the rough. Let's hear the answer to the one good Let's question. Hear the,
yeah.
You edited
what if
the
Ferris
one
could
good
answer
question
real life?
Out.
I mean, I would edit myself choking on gum out for sure. That's embarrassing. Yeah, no, actually, that's really good. It makes me think, I mean, that's essentially like, would I still experience the moment that I edit out? Like, I don't know, like, what's the surgery called where you get a camera up your butt? Like
colonoscopy.
Can I edit that out? And would it be edited out of my memory? And would I not feel it? Because like
it would just be other people. It'd be like click. Like you have the memory, but other people don't.
Nice.
So you could erase that memory for the doctor that had to perform it on your ass. Hmm.
Meaning that, and from medical records, so you have to get it again.
So you could edit it so you keep on getting it if you enjoy it.
Okay. Colonoscopies.
Yeah. So I can do things over and over again, as well. This is like an insane superpower. Mm-hmm. I like this a lot.
Well, don't abuse the power. With great power comes great.
What was it?
Like you have to make sure that you're handling it well.
With great power comes grapes.
That is the quote, right?
Yeah, comes grapes what quote? Responsibility.
Both of you guys did a bad job with the quote.
Yeah.
What quote?
It's a viniculture thing. Wine. Ferris is from wine country. That's why I mentioned that.
All right, I'm going to have to use my lifeline here. Jake and Amir, what would you, like, help me get the ball rolling here. There's so much you could do with this.
You make vacations slow, speed up work, slow down sex, slow down family gatherings and holidays. You slow down the things that bring you joy. You speed up the things that bring you pain and grief. Anything strife on your life gets sped up, and anything nice in your lice gets slowed down. Your life expectancy stays pretty much the same, but you don't have to worry about the bad shit.
I like it.
That was a really good answer, Jake. All jokes aside, that was fucking awesome, man.
Show what are you
dick.
Talking about? He
show
says
your
anything
dick.
Nice on your lice
show us your dick.
Gets speed up.
I'll show it to you on a I'll show it to you on a private Zoom chat later. I don't want to because I don't feel like Amir and Ferris are into it.
All right. Amir, what'd you say?
Nothing. I was trying to change the subject because you kept saying, show us your dick. And I don't think we should have that in. So I was trying to like keep the other thing alive.
Like you said, aberration, Jake. The aberration of Amir saying, like trying to change the subject. Get that out of there.
No, it's the most
what's
important
everybody
part
looking...
of this podcast.
What's one thing that you're most looking forward to post-war? So like during the Great War and World War II, everybody was like, what are you going to do post-war? Like when this is all over, it's so fucking crazy. I have to stay home. So post-war, what are you looking forward to?
I, for some reason, miss the sensation of
head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God.
Sorry. He said the beach. We can cut that part out. Okay. What were you saying?
Hilton Head.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm focused now on Jeff talking about blowjobs, I think.
Yeah. See, now it's sort of imbued the
for
entire podcast.
For some weird reason, I'm missing the sensation of oral. So that, I'm looking forward to that.
You couldn't think of it.
Yeah, that is spectacular. I was just going to say, I weirdly miss the sensation of being like in a crowded space around strangers, and that I probably wouldn't have ever had this thought before all this, but I like being in a busy, loud environment where, I don't know, just like a bar setting, a busy restaurant, people moving about, there's just ambient noise of people having a good time. I miss that. So I don't know. I just want to go. Specifically, I want to find an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant and go there. Like, I haven't had all-you-can-eat sushi in a long time.
Oh, shit.
But it better be busy there, and I better be, like, bumping elbows with a stranger next to me.
Or a celeb.
Especially, yeah, that would be even better.
Yeah, like if Charlize Theron was having a crispy tuna on rice, and then you're like, sorry, hold on, excuse me for a second, because you're trying to, like, get to the bathroom, but you, like, accidentally bump elbows with...
Oh, how is Charlize?
Charlize is fine. I mean, she's hanging in there. It's just for Charlize, like, so, you know, she's an extrovert. So much of what Charlize runs on is like the social interactions.
Oh, yeah, I thought,
that's funny. Because Charlize actually is a Winchell's woman, as you know. So Charlize she's an extrovert. She misses the social interaction. She misses sushi as well. You know, Charlize has that, she's like obsessed with, like, she always says like the same thing. Whenever I call Charlize,
yeah,
she's like, hey man, like, hey Charlize.
That's so funny. Give her my best.
Me too.
She doesn't
know you, but she's like, yeah, she loves like a salmon, anything salmon, anything. Whenever I see a salmon, I'm like, Charlize, I took this photo for you. And it's always like such a funny thing.
Yeah, give her Ferris's best as well.
Oh, she doesn't know Ferris either. Yeah. So Charlize is just so funny like that. She's always just like talking about raw fish.
She's funny like that, that she doesn't know Ferris?
I'm saying Charlize is funny. And in addition to that, she doesn't know Ferris. But like I was
talking about raw fish, because she loves raw fish, you were saying.
She goes to the fish market. She always has these dreams about going to the fish market. What's that called in Seattle? The Pike's Place?
She
or
goes
whatever.
To them, so, like, or she dreams of it?
Sorry, Jeff, do you want to give Charlize your best? Jeff, do you want to give her your best?
She doesn't know me, so I'm not... he's already shot it down twice. Yeah, give Charlize Theron my best, I guess.
Yeah, she doesn't know Jeff, but I will let Charlize know.
Also, did you say that you send... Every time you see salmon, you send her a photo? Like, you're just at 365 and you just send her raw fish?
Forget it.
Are you fucking kidding me? I ask one question. You go on a fucking rant.
I was trying
rant.
To have a conversation with you about my friend Charlize. And you won't shut up about giving her your fucking best. So I'm going to give you my worst.
How did you meet?
Bumble.
Bumble BFF?
Bumble BF Charlize.
The question was, what are you most looking forward to post-core? Ferris, you said rubbing elbows at an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant. Amir?
Playing basketball, 5-on-5, public gym with friends. Hook me up. I haven't sweat in 4 months.
Name one thing I can't do during quarantine.
If I put my mind to it. A concert.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah.
Go to a club.
Obviously, I miss going to clubs and concerts, and I can't wait to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
But give me one other thing that I can't do.
Knicks game, Nets game.
Yeah, going to sporting events. Yeah, I would love. I can't wait to go to sporting. Give me one thing that I can't do now besides.
We just gave you four.
Okay.
Flying anywhere you want without having to worry.
All right. Now you're actually making me a little depressed about the quarantine now that I'm thinking about all the shit that I can't do.
You should have been thinking about it. It's not like on me that you're sad. It's on you that you've kind of been repressing the emotion.
I feel like I haven't seen Amir's friend Charlize in.
Ever.
Oh my God. This is crazy. Charlize is FaceTiming me. Can I get this?
Yeah.
Charlize, hi. Sorry, I'm... Charlize, hi. No, it's me. It's Amir.
Are we
going
to be able to hear any of her audio? I don't know how this is. I wonder if we're going to be able to hear any of her.
You're muted. Charlize. Charlize.
Like, can I...
Charlize, you're... So, I can't hear you.
Seems like Amir can't hear her right now.
Stop saying Charlize.
Charlize. Charlize. Charlize, I can't... Charlize.
Using both of your hands.
Charlize.
Yeah, Charlize, I just checked Instagram. She's live right now. So this whole time, you think that you're friends with the Charlize, but you're just watching her Instagram lives, right?
Yeah.
I'm seeing the same thing you're seeing.
Oh, really? Can you send her my best? She blocked me.
She doesn't know you.
She has no idea. She has no clue.
Scrolling through your DMs, it's a bunch of photos of raw fish. She has yet to see it, any of it.
It's just salmon. It says Charlize, tuna, Charlize. Text her that says Charlize Angels.
Nice. Ferris, do you have any parting wisdom teeth? AKA, when did you get yours removed, buddy?
All right, guys, this has been awesome. Thanks a lot. Good to see you, Ferris.
Good seeing you, Jake.
Jake, come on. Good. No, because it always ends like this. Everybody kind of signs off, and then I'm left to my own, not only devices, but like
I'll
thoughts.
Stay. I'll stick around. I want to hear what he says for his parting wisdom. Jake is gone, but I will stay.
Parting right, wisdom teeth.
Part yeah, I actually, teeth. I parted with my wisdom teeth on two different occasions, which is just, I should.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
Yeah, I understand.
Wait, okay. Well,
Jeff, you here for this?
I'm here, yeah.
It's not a great story, but it's my story. Essentially, I had my bottom two wisdom teeth removed.
Oh, you know what? Sorry. Dinner just... my mom
I'm
just said dinner's ready.
This will be recorded so you guys can listen back. I'm just going to... Okay. Well. Yeah, it happened on two different occasions. We got the bottom teeth out first. We thought that would be enough. It wasn't. Several years later, I had a lot of pain coming from the top two wisdom teeth. So I had to do that again. Bad both times. Vicodin both times, though, so... All right.
That was a HeadGum podcast.